Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is The Fear of God. What is your fear of God? Sometimes we get that feeling that there is something missing in our life. We feel a void, emptiness inside that can't be filled by the things of the world or any person's companionship. Even though we may have many people who love us, a family, friends, and others that we may be in contact with from time to time, we still feel lonely inside. We often wonder what it's all about and what can we do to get rid of that isolated feeling inside of us. Many people feel a love in their hearts for God, but lose it when they choose to go back to the world. For others, they reject the love that God has towards them. They may even go as far as denouncing God. For those that try to live their life for God one day and the world the next day, they are living as Jesus has said in Revelation about the church of Laodicea. It's a terrible thing to have to be the one who angers God. Our sinful nature causes us to be blind to the wonderful things God is offering us, like joy, peace, true freedom, and happiness. The main thing that He offers is everlasting, eternal life. We need to look inward, not outward. Ask Jesus to help you see yourself, so you too can nail your flesh to the cross and be reborn. The flesh is corrupt, and it corrupts our mind, our heart, and our soul, which leaves us disconnected from God. Jesus will help us overcome our flesh and the bondage of the world. We just have to humble ourselves, have the desire to give our will over to God, be willing to accept the life that He has laid out for us, learn to love one another, and be uncontaminated from the world. Jesus can fill that void that we feel inside of us, the one that we can't fill ourselves, even though we try over and over again with the things of the world. That is why man has to constantly seek out new things that will temporarily bring him or her happiness. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. Imagine being truly free from all things of the world and living in a peace that the world or man can never bring you. For those that don't believe in God or do not serve Him, the fear of God is to be afraid of His wrath. For those that believe in God and try hard to be righteous in His eyes, the fear of God means to have reverence for God. Thank you, and may God bless you always.